Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Thursday, September 10th. This week, OpenAI announced that one of its models solved the Navier-Stokes existence and smoothness problem, one of the 7 Millennium Prize problems in mathematics. It's a $1 million bounty if you solve it, and it's been unsolved for over a century. Apparently, OpenAI put, like, I think 10,000 of these AI agents that they spun up using some next-gen model that they've developed that they haven't released to the public yet in order to solve this thing. These 10,000 agents ran for 88 hours in parallel. There's a lot of drama around this, so if you want to learn more about that, go to X or Twitter, whatever you call it these days, and you'll see a whole host of stuff. But depending on who you listen to, AI is either going to cure every disease or it's going to kill us all. A lot of guys from Anthropic this week were saying that AI is going to kill us. And so that got me thinking about something, which is we've actually been here before. In fact, 18 years ago today, scientists at CERN turned on the Large Hadron Collider, also known as LHC, which is a 17-mile ring that was built to smash particles together at nearly the speed of light. A lot of people were convinced that it would create a black hole and swallow the Earth. Good thing, though, it did not. In 2012, it found the Higgs boson, which is the particle that gives other particles mass. It's a genuine triumph in science, but in the 18 years since, the LHC has found nothing else. Okay, let's get into the story, and it's focused around the LHC, not AI. Don't worry. Physicists have a name for what happened, by the way. They call it the nightmare scenario. The standard model, which is our best theory of particles and forces, is clearly incomplete. It can't even explain dark matter, which is 85% of all matter. It can't explain gravity. The LHC was supposed to crack it open and find something new underneath. But instead, in 18 years, every single prediction the standard model has ever made has come true, exactly to the decimal place. The leading theory for what came next was called supersymmetry, which is the idea that every known particle has a heavier twin. These heavier twins would explain dark matter, they fix mathematical problems with the Higgs, and point toward a deeper theory of everything. The LHC has found zero of them, not one. The simplest versions of the theory are now ruled out. The LHC, by the way, cost $10 billion. Its magnets are colder than outer space, and it uses enough electricity to power a small city. And the headline after 18 years is that the theory we wrote down in the 1970s was already correct, to an absurd level of precision, apparently. Physicists call what comes next the desert. The LHC will run until about 2040 and will collect 16 times more data than it has now. Maybe something's hidden in there. But CERN is already planning its successor, the Future Circular Collider, at a cost north of $20 billion. If the answer continues to be nothing new, that gets a lot harder to justify. The LHC didn't fail, by the way. It did exactly what it was built to do, and gave a clear answer. At this level, the universe behaves exactly the way that our best theory says that it should. The strange part is that this answer disappointed almost everyone, because everyone was hoping to be wrong. One physicist put it bluntly to a science magazine. He said, "If they don't find anything, this field is dead." And honestly, that's a real fear. But there's another way to look at it. A few generations ago, we had almost no idea what the universe was actually made of. Now we have a theory that predicts the behavior of subatomic particles to 10 decimal places, confirmed again and again and again for 18 years straight. That's not failure in my mind. That might be one of the most impressive things humans have ever figured out. So let's close this one out. The whole world watched the LHC turn on for the first time, and half of them might have been convinced that it was going to end everything, that the black hole was going to completely swallow the Earth. But what actually happened was much stranger than that. We built the most powerful machine in human history, smashed particles together as hard as physically possible, and discovered that nature, at least here, is exactly as orderly as we already thought. No surprises, no monsters, just a quiet, eerie confirmation of a theory written down before most of the scientists running the machine were even born. So with that, stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.